Is that working?
This is the oral history interview with a Black heritage of the Upper Piedmont Project. The interview is taking place on April 17th, and the interviewer's name is Audrey Lawrence. We are giving this interview in Maddie Ross's home in Central.
My name is Maddie C. Ross. My maiden name was Jackson. I was born January 26, 1917, on the old Woodbourne plantation. My mother was born somewhere in the area in Pendleton, but I don't know exactly where, but my father was born in Decorah, Georgia.
How about your grandparents? Do you remember about your grandparents?
I don't remember much about my, I knew my my mother's mother. She died in 1938. And my grandfather died. He died years and years ago. Probably between 1915 1917. No, it couldn't have been, because I was born in 1917. He probably died in 1920 because I was very small. And I remember when he died. I remember going to his funeral. That I do remember.
How about your father's parents?
My father's parents, his mother, she came from Decorah, Georgia. And she got pregnant here in Pendleton. And she went back to Georgia, and my father was born in Decorah, Georgia. And later she came back to Pendleton area, and she married a Frazier from down in New Light.
Other members of your family, relatives are nearby. Do you remember?
That they're nearby now?
No, when you were young.
Oh, I had aunts and uncles, and I had all those half-step uncles and aunts down in New Light. And Wild Hog, as they call it today.
Your home?
Yes, my father owned the home right on Jackson Street.
And that was in Pendleton, right?
And right in Pendleton. In later years, when he bought that house, no street had names in Pendleton. And Jackson Street was named for my father.
Is that right?
Yes. Just like all in Pendleton, all of the Winstons, the Thompsons, and all of those were the original Pendletonians that have the those streets was named after.
Oh, interesting. Do you older members of your family talk about slavery at all, or do you have any connection to slavery?
I never had any connection with them. My grandmother used to talk a little about it. That's the reason I know that my grandfather used to, he was born before slavery ended. And right offhand, I couldn't tell you that the, you know, the details of where he was, where he was raised, somewhere right up here in the Pickens area. Mm-hmm. He had brothers. He had a brother named Ben. And I remember when he died, because he died since my grandfather did. And he had brothers. So after slavery, my grandfather went by Washington. And if I'm not mistaken, his other brother went by Burke. Evidently, I have a lot of relatives up in the Central because there's a heck of a lot of Burkes around here, but I don't know them. I don't know them.
Mm-hmm. Where were the older members of your family buried?
In the King's Chapel Cemetery.
Marked.
My grandmother's grave is marked up there, and right now my father and mother's buried there, but I haven't marked their graves yet. I'm going to do it soon.
Your funeral's a long time ago, and are they different than they are today?
Well, I remember going to my grandfather Jack's funeral. That was years and years ago, and I remember going to my and you know, I remember going in 1938 to my grandmother's funeral.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But on my father's side, I don't remember going into their funeral because when he had one of his half brothers died, I wasn't here, so I didn't come back to the funeral, because I didn't know him that well in the first place.
Family photos, or you said held up
it was,
the fire?
Oh, in 1970, the year after my father died, the house caught fire, and all of the papers and everything was burned up in it. Don't have no one. My father's mother's photo was in there. Everything was destroyed.
That must make
everybody
feel terrible.
Yes, made me feel terrible. And everything burned up. You can't replace those. Well, my father was a brakeman on the Blue Ridge Railroad, the subdivision of the Southern. And he worked there since he was 16, 15 or 16, up until he retired. Retired around 1959, somewhere in the 50s when he retired.
That was a good solid job, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Your mother didn't.
She didn't do anything.
Probably worked plenty at home, right?
Worked plenty at home.
What did your grandparents do for a living?
Well, my grandfather, he farmed. I know my grandmother, I know she cooked for the different people. She cooked for the Harris, and she cooked for the
Sloan's,
because they're right across the street from one another.
Right.
Yeah. Now, those two places, I know she cooked for them. She cooked for them for years and years.
Rented land, farm?
Yeah, he had to rent it. He didn't own it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Older relatives leave the area? To get jobs
other
places?
All of the older ones. Not real older ones, but when the younger set came up from the older ones, they always all scattered. But the older ones always stayed around, and like my mother, you know, all of her age group, they always stayed around, but the other just scattered around.
Where all did they go?
Went to Cleveland. Well, Greenville, that's not too far from here. Detroit, New York, Philadelphia.
What kind of jobs did they get?
I have no idea what they did. But I know my uncle, he worked for Horn and Hardart until he retired.
Well, that sounds like they come back regularly.
They always came back regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I left home, I always came back. I used to come down here once a year.
That's good.
And when I had children,
together.
And I had my children, we always came down and I spent a couple of weeks and go back. And then in later years, I used to keep foster children. And I used to come down every Easter and bring the children down every Easter and for a week. And then I come back in the summer for a week.
I appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
What kind of jobs were open to black men? When you were smaller, can you remember the different
I don't
kinds
remember
of jobs?
Any kind of job was open to them. They usually worked out on farms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And how about black women?
Just go out and cook. For white people do washing, taking washing and things like that. That was a big thing back then, taking and washing, to take the clothes home and wash and iron them and return them. I know a family that's all she did. She used to wash for every Monday morning. She used to come to Clemson and get carloads of clothes and wash them, winter and summer, and return them back on Friday or Saturday.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, a lot of work, that's right. Because I remember my brother used to drive her up every road every Monday to take this lady to Clemson to pick up clothes and go back on Fridays. That was the only change my brothers ever made.
Well,
mm-hmm.
People have a way of making money at all?
Nothing for them to do. There was nothing around there to do. Just a little odd job like going tending the white people children or something like that. There's nothing to do. No recreation or nothing else.
Yeah.
We shopped in Pelham, we shopped at the grocery store, Hunter store. And we shopped in Anderson, shopped in Seneca too. We went to Greenwood too and shopped.
Did you have a garden?
Yes, we always had a garden.
Did you like to work in the garden too?
Oh, I just love to work in the garden.
What kind of clothing did the family own? Did you have no Sunday go meeting clothes? And
of course you had clothes you don't put on through the week. You had clothes to wear on Sundays. Yeah.
Did you make your clothing or did you buy most of it?
Mostly, yeah, we made, I made clothes because I could sew. And we bought clothes too, but I could always sew. My sister, she could sew too. I can sew up until the day if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I remember when we was small, I think my mother and a group of them would get together, and they used to piece quilts. The Star of David, I remember that pattern.
I bet they enjoyed that.
Oh, yes, they enjoyed that. That's just a regular get-together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Later years, I patch quilts, but I did them on a machine. They did it with their hand.
Right.
Yeah.
They're worth a lot today, those old homemade quilts.
Oh, yeah.
Find a family that you can remember way back to make furniture or to be buying most of the furniture?
It's all furniture. I don't remember nobody ever making furniture. Not to my life. I really don't remember.
Don't have any baskets and quilts and things anymore because of the fire.
They're all destroyed.
Burned down.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I have, and I wouldn't have it now, this big troller my father bought, and I still have it. My youngest son, we was down in Pelham, with a photo. Both 4 to 5. And I said my father bought that when I was born, so he always said it was mine. So I carried it back to New York. I still have it. That's the only reason I have that.
You're lucky on that, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of things that was destroyed down there. A lot of things that, you know, I would love to have had.
Right. Any musicians or preachers or needleworkers or things? Family?
My grandfather's brother, Ben, he played the guitar. He could really pick the guitar. And he died in, must have been, died just before my grandmother died. Before 38, he died. I know that. He lived up here in this Pickens area, central area, somewhere up there. That's when I know, I guess he knew all of the his half-brothers. I think his half-brother was named, he was a Burke. Yeah, Burke. I remember some kid came in with my grandson, and he said his name was Burke. And I asked him, I said, well, anybody in your family ever named Jap Burke? And he said it was his grandfather, great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
They're related then. Yeah. And I told him, I said, well, his great-grandfather and my grandfather was brothers.
You're hearing people talk about the hard times. I guess it's probably depression. Probably,
yeah, I guess that's... About. Well, it was a hard time. I know they used to give out this here of food. I know a lot of people that got it. We never got any. Yeah, the surplus food. I remember when they used it because my grandmother got it. Mm-hmm. People in Pelham got it that I know. I remember them getting it.
Talk about the floods, the tornadoes, or anything like that that happened some time ago?
I don't remember much about them talking about tornadoes and floods. I guess they had, they didn't have any floods, but wasn't no water nowhere around here to flood then. Because Seneca River, you could wade across it when I was little.
Is that right?
That's right, because we used to have picnic from the church, and we used to go down to Clemson in the pasture down there on there. We used to play down there in the Seneca River.
Well,
it wasn't deep. But now, I told somebody about it. I remember when I used to wade across there, and said, oh, you didn't wade across there. I said, they didn't have all that water down there.
Sounds like a good place to play. I bet you enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember when I talked about the flu epidemic in 1917?
And it was 1917, 1918, 1919. I remember hearing them talking about the flu. That was during World War I. And I know my younger sister Janie had a friend. Her mother died. My mother say her mother died with the flu during that epidemic.
Serving World War I in your family?
No, my father was, he was drafted, but he had too many children. They sent him back home.
But you're all happy to see him come back.
I don't remember. Yeah, that's the only one of the older ones. I don't remember his half-brothers and anything going to him, but I just happen to know that my father was drafted. But I think he's gone for 2 or 3 days. And then they sent him home. He had too many children. 4.
Did your family belong to King's Chapel? They went to King's Chapel to
church?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your family belonged to different denominations?
None to my knowledge.
Who was your minister when you were young? Do you remember his name?
It was Reverend Brown. I don't remember the, I've heard the name of the ones before then, but I don't remember, but I actually remember the Reverend Brown. I remember who was there before him.
He lived. Didn't church provide him at the house?
Yes, they have parsonage there right on Van Street. Mm-hmm. Not far from there. Not far from the church, but 2 or 3 houses down. 2 houses down.
Did he have other employment, or was the...
He taught school. He taught over Pelham. It was Anderson County Training School then. It wasn't Pelham High School. The black school was Anderson County Training School.
College education?
Yes. Did
you
do
that?
Mm-hmm.
Are any churches in the community that aren't active anymore?
All those churches are active. James Chapel, Silver Spring, and Methodist Church, they're right on 76, right down. The Clemson, right on 76.
The 7 churches are together,
right? Yeah. And that church used to be down where the medical center is in Pelham. You know where the post office?
Right.
Right across the street. That's where that Methodist Church was. And when they sold out there, they bought down there and built that church down there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no post office there then. The post office in the old farmer's hole.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Right up in Pelham. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember going to camp meetings?
Oh, yeah. They used to have big camp meetings down there. That was one of the biggest ones down at that Methodist Church. It was right across one of the, I think it's Bethel. That they have big camp meeting. I think it was the first week in October, if I'm not mistaken. Boy, they had a big camp meeting there. I remember coming up here to Central, that camp meeting up there. That's a sister church to the one there. And I don't know whether that church on the other side of Seneca, I don't know whether that church was Baffley or whatever over there. We used to go over there to a camp meeting.
Last all day, like, did you go in the morning or evening, or when did you go?
Oh, they last all day, early in the morning till late at night.
They have a lot of different ministers that preach?
Yes, I never went in the church. Went like everybody else. Get in the church if you wanted to get in there.
Too crowded?
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, the church was all small. It was small, man. You couldn't get in there anyway. So many people there. Even this one up here in Central up there. That's a new brick church up there, that Bethel church up there. You say I can't meet here too.
Did you ever have under tents, big tents and
things
like that?
They used to have revival meetings on the tents.
Tent meetings did not sing in
there,
did they?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different churches to worship together?
Never. You know, I don't ever remember the different churches like they do now worship together. Because you can always see where the seed denomination come into this church. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about singing conventions?
I don't remember no singing convention.
Singing schools.
Don't remember no singing schools. Mm-hmm.
Did you have your church? Did you have
youth organization? Yeah, we had a youth organization. But, you know, I don't think they have that now. We used to go at 5 o'clock every Sunday to the, I can't even think of the name of the league. I guess that's what they called it. But what the other name was, and now we used to go every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock to the league. That was a must.
Yep.
That's right. That was a must. I remember going there every time because I wonder why they don't have any now.
Did you enjoy them?
Oh, yeah. And all the young people went there at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Did they have men's and women's groups then in the church, too?
They had the missionary. They had a steward group. I remember back then how many I know we had that. And I don't remember we had a booster club.
I guess they took care of the needs of the people in the community, did they, Mark?
No, I don't know what they did back then. I remember going around when we was, when I was young, that we used to go around and just like the old people, we used to, every once in a while, we gather, you know, up things like food and things and go and give, I don't know what they call it now. Go and give, you know, go and give people food and things like that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Allison County Training School.
Mm-hmm. Where was that located, Jennifer?
It was located right over there next to the community center. You know where the community center in Pelham?
Right.
Well, that community center used to be the workshop. And the school was right next to it, a big old wooden building.
Did you have far to go to school or close?
No, we walked. Children even walked from New Light or Wild Hog to Pelham to school every day. Down on the other side of the high school, all back. Those kids walked to Pelton every day, rain or shine. It was never late. And I lived whistle distance to the school. It was late most every day. I never remember but two families down in that section that drove to school. Most of them walked.
It's probably really good for them, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Keep them healthy.
That's right. And now they don't want to walk. Kids don't want to walk across the street to school. They want the bus to pick them up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, who were their teachers? Do you remember your teachers?
Yes, I remember them well. Principal was Arena Clark. It's Mamie Crawford, Becca Reese, Cora Grove. That was coming up. Now, that's all I can remember.
Where did they live? Did they room with people, or did they have their own home? Or?
No, they're mostly around in the area. They came from around. They're most Tontonians. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of training did they have to have? You know.
Well, I know they had to have. They had to have training. And I tell you the truth, I don't know, because this here Mamie Crawford taught my mother. And when I went to school, she was still teaching. I swear they was over 100 years old.
Well.
And I know when my aunt, and she said she remember Mamie Crawford taught her. My aunt would be, she have to be 93. She tells me that she's 83, and I told her, and I was talking to her a couple of weeks ago, I said, Matt, that's who I named, you can't be 83 because you were older than any 10 years old when I was born. And I'm 73. She said, I guess I am getting old. Yeah. But I know in recent years, all those teachers, they had to go every summer, the summer school to get more training.
Mm-hmm. And your parents, they went to the same school you went to?
My mother did. My father did too. But I just happened to know the teachers. Now, Mamie Crawford, she and Rena Clark, now they was the oldest that I, but Rena Clark, her old house is still standing out there on the end of Clark Street.
Schooling was different than yours, or
was it
about the same kind of training and everything?
I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know. I don't think we got too much training when we was coming up in the school, because I don't think they was that qualified to teach.
Grandparents training?
No, I don't.
Schooling?
Mm-mm.
You
can't
school.
I graduated from the high school there. The training school there. That was the only black school in Pillman. So you went from there from the first grade on up.
Was that 11 years or 12?
11?
11 years.
Once it was 10 years, and then it was 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Now when you got out of school, what kind of things could you do?
Nothing.
Was there anything around here
to
do?
No. And I went to New York.
Had a lot of experiences, right, in New York?
Yeah. I worked in service up there, attended church. That's where I met my husband. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got married, raised children, and raised 5 kids. My oldest daughter, that's her over there. She was a technician. X-ray technician, medical technician. She was a president of the American Medical Technician Society of New York State. She taught blood chemistry to a school, the Allen Medical School right there in Jamaica. She's a big scout leader, big church worker. My other daughter, she graduated from Bellevue Nursing School. She lives in Baltimore now. She's a supervisor over the health center and just one of the divisions of Baltimore. My other son, he's a technician. He works in the hospital. He's an X-ray radiologist. And my other son, he's out in the Marshall Islands. He worked out there. What he does, I don't know, because we went to Saudi Arabia for 2 years working, but he didn't go back. He didn't like, he liked to work over there. He said it was so much turmoil over there that he could feel it. So he didn't renew his contract over there. So he came back to the States. And then he has another job now. And then he's out on the Marshall Islands. I don't know what he's doing out there. He was here in February. You don't ask somebody whether he's working for the government or what. You do not question people what they do. And I said, what do you do out there? He said, ha, ha, ha. I said, forget it. Say, forget it.
That's a long way. So when did Marshall Army?
Uh-huh. He was here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have him here. I know that.
And my youngest daughter, she's secretary down in Clemson there. In the 4-8 division or something. That's the one was on the phone. Mm-hmm. Talking about she can't find us, never catch us home. She has 3 children.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I bet you're mighty proud of your family, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm proud of my family.
You're right to be.
Yeah. Now, that daughter there, she deceased 3 years ago.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. What happened?
She had ovarian cancer. And that's a disease they never can detect it until it's too late. Yeah. That's why when I was up there doing all that walking, you know, when she was in the hospital, then not the hospital.
Back in the early days, did your family have books in the house? What kind of books did they have?
Well, just the usual books. Of course, they had the Bible. Even the family Bible got burned up. It wasn't a great big old thick Bible. That got burned up. They had all the information, everything in there that you ever need. It got burned up in that car.
How about newspapers and magazines?
We always newspapers. I know we always had newspaper and magazines. I remember we used to get the Grit. You don't remember that book, paper?
No.
There's the Grit. Well, the Anderson paper, we always got that. Mm-hmm.
The Grit, where was that published? Was that published?
I don't know where it was published.
School, did they teach about the black history, did they, and about famous black people?
Yes. Oh, yes. I have a lot of black author books. I have a lot of black history books.
White school is different from the black.